Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are wrapping up season six and wrapping up all things journaling, recovery, self-discovery, bullet journaling practice, morning pages, whatever journaling practice that you want to implement. We are here to say it is just so important. And I'm, a new believer. I am one of those people who resisted. And as part of my ADHD, I tend to resist anything new. I tend to resist new behaviors. I tend to resist consistency in general. I struggle with consistency. And you know what? That's okay. I think that's normal. But I'm a newfound believer in the journaling practice and how important it is to build love and trust bonds with myself. I have been able to change and automate so many new and healthy habits and behaviors. I've been able to disengage from toxic things. I've been able to re-engage with, you know, old hobbies and things that used to bring me interest. I have been able to re-engage with things that get my creative juices flowing. I've been able to implement things around health and wellness and well-being, all of this through using the Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery. And I believe that you can do that with any bullet journaling practice. I just like ours because not only does it help to hold you accountable to new behaviors, but it also allows you to dive into daily prompts that gets you to know yourself better, to understand your internal landscape, your inner workings, your thoughts, your feelings, your embodied emotions, and your beliefs. This is so important that we know ourselves so that we can fully give ourselves to others and fully be loved by others. I mean, it's just full circle, right? And we really believe in this. Like I said, I believe in it now. There was a time when I was just very resistant to this whole journaling thing. I went through years of buying journals that stayed relatively blank throughout the year. I'd pick it up here and there, but it wasn't until 2021 that I dove in deep. And there might be 3 or 4 days a year that I don't pick it up, you know, like I had COVID last week. Guess what? There were 2 days that I did not engage with my journal. Okay, I give myself permission. That's fine. And those will probably be the only 2 days this year. That's what I'm hoping. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. It takes a while. Just keep coming back to it. Just keep coming back to it because it really can be life-changing. And that's what we want for you guys. So we are wrapping up the season. I hope that you have engaged with a journaling practice. And I hope that if it's not now automated, that you'll continue to approach it, continue to engage with it, and see if maybe it does become part of your daily practice like it has for me. So right now you're going to hear some clips and just, I don't know, some of the things that were highlighted and stood out from this season. So if you didn't get to listen to every single episode this season, guess what? You're going to get some of the highlights right now. So buckle up and enjoy. We are caring for our little selves, not just our big adult independent selves. We are caring for our little selves, the little selves that got the message from someone somewhere because something happened or something didn't happen. We got the message that we didn't deserve good things, that we couldn't take care of ourselves. You know, we couldn't make good decisions, all of these things. And when you participate in very intentional self-care practices, you are healing that little person. You are telling them that they are worth it. They do deserve good things. They can stay grounded. They can truly care for themselves. They are independent. They are worthy of good things and good people in their lives. Make sure that the self-care practices that you implement are reinforcing the truth and not the lies that you have been carrying around your entire life.
I love that. And what I am hearing you say is this aging process is an amazing opportunity to go inward instead of being so outward. Like, what am I reflecting? What am I projecting? It's like, no, go in. Go into that space that says, what is my body doing well for me? How do I want to respect it? How do I want to be grateful for it?
The miracle that it is. I mean, I can't believe how my feet can take me, you know, miles and miles. They're tired and they complain, but my goodness, they're still doing it.
But that act of gratitude right there, it takes you inward and away from, like, you know, how my body is looking to other people. It's what it does for me. And you were talking about, like, the way that you walk, the way you experience that activity is you are allowing it to meet needs for you because you're important, not the way people perceive you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I would say, so, and I think you would agree with me, Andrea, because we both live in this world and we both have an understanding about motivation. It is a radical act not to hate your body.
I also think, like, when you talk about stress, you know, it really is the silent killer for a lot of us, because I think of how we embody stress so much that it becomes part of our daily life that we don't even recognize how it's affecting us. So even caring for self could be, you know, going to the doctor, doing those preventative measures, which is something that I think we all struggle with, myself included, because we think of cost. We think of, okay, what's going to happen? All I'm doing is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I think in the end, it does help us because we're trying to catch these things before it gets, you know, worse. And then here we are stuck in something, you know, harder than what could have been prevented earlier, you know?
Mm. Yeah. So part of self-care is, you know, attuning to your body, attuning to your mind, attuning to your soul, and prioritizing that so you can be preventative, not reactive.
Right.
Because by then it's more expensive.
Exactly.
It's a big problem. It might not be something that can be resolved on its own. So that is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked recently on the podcast about the struggle in rewarding yourself or acknowledging where you are even. And where we are most of the time is going to be, most of the time, especially if you're working a program, a better place than you were last year or last week or yesterday, maybe. So I just think that's important that you hover over that and honor how far you've come, all of your victories, all of the struggles that you've worked through, and just remind yourself that it truly is worth it. Even if you find yourself like three steps back, maybe you made three steps forward and three steps back. That is a process. You have learned something that is valuable. And if you don't pause over it and recognize it as value and the opportunity to move that much further forward, then you can lose your footing.
Who is your Samwise and who do you want on your campaign? We're talking about life. We're talking about other humans, which is kind of scary for a lot of people, because a lot of us have been wounded, harmed, hurt, and betrayed. And to think about having another human on our campaign is not really attractive. Let's just be honest. I mean, it's not. And here we are encouraging you to do that. So I get it. But, you know, like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think, like, when you talk about that, I kind of think of, like, the hero and the savior complex. I think all of us get, like, this is my burden to carry on. Like, I'm going to always save others. You know, it's easier to focus on other people than, you know, to focus on self. Like you said, to bring people in to this journey, to this game, to this campaign, that's scary because I'm letting you enter into my world. And you get to see all of the stuff I don't even like to see.
I love that.
You know? Yeah. So I think it's interesting to do that. And I think it takes a lot of guts to do that, you know, to say, hey, come with me on my mental health journey, to come with my recovery, to come with my self-healing, whatever journey that is. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of vulnerability, trust building to do that.
What I wanted to say is that when people talk about manifesting, okay, and I think manifesting sometimes gets kind of like a bad rap because sometimes people approach it in this really kind of like funky, woo-woo, you know, non-scientific way. But that's why it works, is because you're in tomorrow being like, oh my gosh, this is just like I imagined it. And it's because you already had the data. You were able to plan for it, you know? Law enforcement agents, they're asked to do this all of the time. It's like, okay, when you go into a situation, when you go into a setting, you imagine kind of like this outcome and, you know, how will you keep yourself safe? How will you react? Where are you placing your weapon? All of those things, you imagine it so that if it does happen, you can react appropriately. You know, we know that this works. People have been using it for years. When I was a gymnast, when I was, training, you know, seven days a week, 8 hours a day, we would sit and we would imagine our routines. We would imagine the routine where the score at the end of it, once we land and stick it, we got a 10. You know, I know that's changed now. I'm a little bit old, but we got a perfect score and we imagined it that way. And that is so important. So important. Pausing and imagining what that is going to look like. And I'll be damned if I didn't get on the bars or get on the beam after that and stick it. Okay? And it's because I imagined it. I felt it. I noticed it. I knew it was possible. And it was manifested. Okay? And so, please, when you are engaging in the daily check-in and the plan to recover mini journal, I want you to pause. I invite you to the imagination of tomorrow that you can absolutely bring into reality.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.